At this point, we will move into the final item on our agenda. The item you have all been waiting for, I know. Elections. And if you sit through elections, we'll have a door prize after them.
465.
Or during. Haven't decided yet.
Yep, 465.
All right. So what we're going to do here first is in just about 1 minute, for those on Zoom or listening remotely, I will in just about a minute announce the phone numbers that you will call when we get to having a contested election. Don't call them when I give them. Call them once we have a contested election. So grab your note taker of choice because I'm going to run down the list
Okay.
of
Yep, that's the
those numbers. Yes, not for here in the room, but if you're listening remotely on Zoom or ACB Media, when we get to a contested election, then that is when you will call the phone number that fits with your last name to cast your vote or text. They are broken into four different groups, and I will go through, give you the letters in each group, and then the phone numbers. So here we go. And then during when we get to a contested election, I will also tell you what number you, at that point that you can call if you miss it at this point or something happens. So the first group, and I just ask those of you here in the room to bear with me for a minute while I run down these. The first group, if your last name starts with the letters of A through D, as in Delta, then the phone number you will call is 6845. Nope, I'm sorry. Yeah, six. I'm sorry. 6845. Sorry, it's been a long day. My fingers are going numb here on the dots. Okay, so again, that number, 6845. The next group, if your last name starts with the letters E through K, as in kilo, then you will call phone number 8809. Again, that was 8809. And if for the third group, if your last name is L through R, as in Romeo, then you will call phone number 8161. Again, 8161. And the last one is if your last name starts with the letter S through the end of the alphabet, you will call 2989. Again, that's 2989. All right. Now we have that out of the way. Let me read the names of everybody that was placed into nomination, and then we will take them in the order of appearance. So for the office of first vice president, we had placed into nomination the name of Sarah Harris. For the office of secretary, we had the name of Steve Bauer. And then we had the directors, Christy Crespin, Pam Metz, David Mandel, Joe Green, and Penny Valdovinos. And just as a reminder, anyone within any member in good standing can be nominated for any of those positions. They did not need to submit a candidate statement, did not need to participate in the candidates forum. But I would ask that you make sure that you have conferred with them prior to nominating and be sure that they are willing and interested in being nominated for that position. All right. With that being said, we will now proceed with the beginning of our elections. And we will oh, I'm sorry. Delegates. Let me give instructions to delegates. If you are a delegate or an alternate delegate for a chapter or affiliate, if you are here in the room, then we will ask you to stand or raise your hand so that we can get the microphone to you, or I guess we can just have you shout it out. And I will repeat how you voted. And we will have folks here that are going to be tallying those up. If you are a delegate or alternate on Zoom as we are proceeding through the roll call, then I will ask you to raise your hand so that our Zoom host can unmute you or send you the message to unmute as we're coming up.
There is a hand raised at this time. Do you want to take that before?
Not yet.
Okay.
And then as we well, if we have contested elections also, for those of you here in the room voting in person as an individual, we will be handing out cards and you will get instructions on how to tear up your card or your slip of paper for that vote. All right. Now at this point, I guess we should take a few minutes to answer those questions. So you said there is a question on Zoom. All right, hand up
Yes,
on
this is
Zoom.
Sheila.
Okay, go ahead.
I just wanted to know if we could text the phone numbers as well as calling them or not.
Yes, you can either call or text that phone number.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Did we have any other questions either in Zoom or on the, here in the room? Are we ready to move to a vote or to voting? Well, I think you get, if folks are moving around, if we can do it quietly because I think we're ready to move to the elections. All right. So first up, we have the office of First Vice President. Sarah Harris has been placed into nominations. So I will call three times for other nominations. So for the first time, are there any other nominations for the office of First Vice President? For a second time, any nominations for the office of First Vice President? And for a third time, any nominations for the office of First Vice President? All right, we have a motion and multiple seconds. Are all in favor, say aye. Anyone opposed, say nay. Congratulations, Sarah. You are on another 2 years. And can we get Sarah the microphone, please?
There you go.
All right. What was that over there? All right. So I just want to thank everybody for having the confidence in me to continue on. And I really, really, really want to look at how we can strengthen leadership within our council. And so folks that, you know, are interested in becoming up and coming leaders, I think Vita and I can really agree on this. You know, please, you know, come to me and let's figure out what your niche is, because we need more folks to do more of the work. And remember, because as the convention is called, we're better together. So, you know, thank you to everybody and have a super awesome convention. Woo!
Right. All right. Congratulations, Sarah. Next up, we have the Office of Secretary, and the nominating committee selected the name of Steve Bauer. So, to begin, for the first time, are there any other nominations for the position of secretary? Are there any other nominations for the position of secretary? And for a third and final time, are there any other nominations for the position of secretary?
I move that the
All right.
nominations be closed and
I
Steve
think I heard
Bauer.
about 17 people move and second to nominate Steve Bauer as secretary and close nominations or close and nominate or elect Steve. So, all in favor, please say aye. Anybody opposed, say nay. And congratulations, Steve. Can we get Steve a microphone?
Greetings, all. Thank you so much for the confidence you placed in me. I sort of had a trial run at this when Linda left the state a few months ago. And I guess I didn't screw it up too badly. So appreciate all your help. In all seriousness, I know reading minutes is there's not too many things that are more boring than that. But if you ever question the work that this great organization does, read the board meeting minutes month after month. It's pretty amazing the various things we're into. And I'm thrilled to be a part of it and continue doing my best as scribing it and also as doing a lot of other things in the organization, wearing the different hats as all of us do. So as Sarah said, you know, if anybody wants to suggest something, or I've always got an open email box, an open phone line. So look forward to hearing lots of memories in the future as we progress for another year. Thank you.
Congratulations, Steve. And did I hear somebody on Zoom trying to get my attention a minute ago?
Yes, Charlene Ornelas. Yeah, if there's more than one candidate running for one of the director seats, I think that's what's left. You said to raise, well, for people on Zoom to raise their hand, but if there's more than one, how are we handling that? Thank you.
If you're on Zoom, then you will call or text the phone number, one of the phone numbers I read off earlier.
But if I'm a delegate and I'm voting as a delegate on Zoom.
Yeah, if you're a delegate and you're voting, if you're a delegate or moving as we're moving through, then you will raise your hand and we'll have the Zoom host unmuting or sending the message to those with raised hands to unmute themselves as we're going through, so that when I get to your chapter or affiliate, that you will be able to cast your chapter affiliate delegate vote.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So I think we're ready to move on to our first director vote of the evening. And the name of Christy Crespin has been placed into nomination. So are there any other nominations from the floor? Any other nominations from the floor? And for a third and final time, are there any other nominations from the floor? I love the fact that by the time that one person is done making a motion, there's at least seven other seconds. So, okay, it's been moved and multiply seconded to close nominations and elect Christy as the director. As the first director position of the evening. So all in favor, say aye. Anybody opposed, say nay. All right. Congratulations, Christy.
All right. Thank you so much for allowing me to have a third term. I'm so excited. There's so much to be done, and I'm just revving up and ready to go. Thanks.
All right. Congratulations, Christy. All right. Next position, the next director position we have, that was the name of Pam Metz, was placed into nomination. So are there any other nominations from the floor? Are there any other nominations from the floor? Or a third and final time, are there any other nominations from the floor?
I don't know.
All right. We have a motion and at least a second. So to close nominations and elect Pam as the director, as a director. So all in favor, say aye. Anybody opposed, say nay. Congratulations, Pam. Here, I think in the back right corner, are we getting our mic?
I don't want to choke on the mic to be, no. Thank you. I came to this convention not expecting to win. I really did. Yes, I did. I actually did. Well, if he can vote at the board meetings while I fall asleep, yeah, that's true. That's okay. No, in all seriousness, my reasons for running again is to, I really want to support some of the newer members coming up and using my own skills that Bob Acosta, even though we argue, and Ken Metz and others have taught me along the way,
to teach some of the younger members coming up on how to deal with the board and find their niche in CCB. It took me a minute to find my own. So thank you, you guys.
Congratulations, Pam. The next position we have, or the next director position, we have the name of David Mandel placed into nominations. Are there any other nominations from the floor? For a second time, any other nominations from the floor? And for a third and final time, are there any other nominations from the floor? Okay. I didn't understand a word that any of y'all said, but I'm going to assume that there was a motion to close the nominations and elect that vote by acclamation. So all in favor, please say aye. Anybody opposed, say nay. Okay, congratulations, David. All right, and can we get David a microphone?
Thank you. I am really very surprised and pleased. And I was thinking about, oh, contested elections. This is going to be fun. But Vita has been jumping up and down, so thrilled because now we have representation from our San Francisco chapter. And I pledge to you, I can't promise the moon or the sun, but I will work to help to grow CCB and to also to reach out to other community groups outside of CCB to inform them that we exist and we're here for them and they can be for us as well. So thank you.
All right. We have two more left. So next position, the name of Joe Green was placed into nomination. So to begin, are there any other nominations from the floor? Are there any other nominations from the floor?
Have a nomination on panelist side.
Yes. Is that Warren?
Phil.
Yes, Warren. All right. The name of Shayna Ray has been placed into nomination. Shayna, do you accept? Shayna? Is that a yes? Okay. I think I heard yes. So Shayna Ray has been placed into nominations. Are there any other nominations from the floor? What was that, sir? Phil, there's a hand on Zoom.
No one has their hand raised, okay, but he said there was somebody on the panel aside that wanted to speak, so they can just unmute and speak whenever they...
This is Phil, and I was going to nominate Phil. Shayna, but Warren already did. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right. And I lost count there. Am I on third time now? I think I'm on third time. Is there any other nominations from the floor? Okay. And do we have a motion to close nominations and move to elections? All right. Awesome. So at this point, we will have our first contested election in about 7 years, I think. At this time, what we'll do is if our volunteers can start handing out those pieces of paper, and the instruction will be, since Joe Green was the nominee from the nomination committee, if you are voting for Joe Green, then do not do anything to your piece of paper. Leave it whole.
Speeches.
Oh, you are so correct. I'm sorry. Let me give those instructions here just so you can be thinking about it. And then you're right. We will move to speeches. See, it's been so long since we've had a contested election. I forgot how to do it. All right. So let's see. Joe, who are your speakers going to be, sir? So Sarah Harris and Larry Gassman. All right. And Shayna, who are your speech is going to be, ma'am? I cannot hear you. Phil O'Brien and Lisa Cushman. Is that correct? Okay. All right. So do I have somebody that could be a timekeeper? All right. I think I heard Rob say first. So Rob, if you're willing to be a timekeeper, then we will, what we'll do is we will have Joe Green's speakers go first. You two will have a total of 5 minutes. Who's going first for Joe? All right. So I'll have Larry go first and then Sarah will go second for Joe. When Larry finishes, I'll ask Rob how much time is left. And then Sarah, since you're going second, would you like any kind of it? Well, maybe I should ask Larry how long he's going to go and if you need a 30 seconds. All right, so we'll give Larry a 30-second mic cutoff. And Sarah, assuming Larry doesn't take all the time, how would you like a 30-second or so warning? Okay. And then Shayna, what order would you like your speakers to go in? Phil first, and then Lisa second. And Phil and or Lisa, would you guys like a 30-second warning when time is about to run out? Okay. So let's see. Do we have a microphone for Larry? Larry is in the far back left corner where he belongs. I mean, thank you, sir. The far back left corner.
I'm here.
Larry is running our boards and stuff tonight, so we appreciate Larry. Let's hear for our guys that are running the audio stuff that day. All right, Larry, are you ready?
I am.
And Rob, are you ready with the time? All right, Rob, go ahead and start the time when Larry starts speaking.
I've known Joe Green for probably almost 20 years, maybe a little more than that, because when I first started at Marriott, firstly as an agent, he was there. And one thing rather quickly I realized about Joe was that he was passionate about what he does and still is. I talk about passion because I think it's one of the greatest attributes anybody can have in life. Because it makes what you do and how you do it so much easier when you have a love and a passion for what you do. And I realized also when Joe said he would do something when we were working together, and then even later on, he did it. And that isn't always easy. He has begun to do some of those things now with Marriott. He's our membership chairman now, and he's doing some great things and will do some great things with the membership committee as well. He dives in, gets involved. If he says he's going to do something, he will. And I urge you to please vote for Joe Green. And I'm done.
All right. And Rob, how much time does Sarah have? 2 minutes, 45 seconds. Okay. And will you shout out, please, when it gets down to about 30 seconds for her? Great. Thank you, Sarah. Do we have a mic coming to Sarah? Okay.
All right. Thank you. Hello. Hello, everybody. So I am very, very honored to speak today for Joe Green, or as I call him, Jose Verde. It's such an important part of CCB. Membership is huge, right? And so when we think about our board and having folks on our board that have expertise in different areas, it is really important to count that in. And so when I think of Joe serving on the board and having access to that part of CCB and being able to come up with ways that that can be shuttled down to our membership in a way that is effective and that is meaningful is going to make a great difference within our organization. It's, you know, it's amazing because, you know, I think something that Joe and I have talked about is really looking at how, you know, we can make sure that we're connecting with everybody and then also that we can make sure that we are welcoming everybody. And so I really encourage folks to vote for Joe Green because he cares about CCB and our members, and he will really make a difference on our board and be a great addition to the great folks that we already have. So vote Joe Green or Jose Verde.
All right. Thank you, Sarah. And let's see, we're doing, Phil is going first, then Lisa, correct? And Rob, do you have the time reset? Okay. I hear Rob say that the time is reset. Phil, are you live and ready?
I am ready to go.
I hear you. All right. So we will, if we could have folks be quiet, and then we will start the time when you start speaking, Phil.
Hello, CCB members. I met Shana 1 year ago when Vita Zavali invited her to meet with us to discuss her interest and talents for a position in the Technical Operations Group, aka TOG. I was immediately impressed with Shana's willingness to take on active roles for the committee, and she was not afraid to step up and learn new skills that greatly enhanced her value to the group. As soon as Gabe approved adding Shana to the TOG committee, I gave her a copy of the outline that we use for setting up CCB email lists. During Shana's first training session to learn the email management system that we use, it was very clear that she had read and already become familiar with the documentation that I provided to her. As we covered the email control features, she was able to point out to me the areas of the document that contained the topics that we were discussing. Shana is now independently managing most of our CCB email lists. While establishing our recent use of the groups.io email platform, Shana again showed us her willingness to learn and utilize new software tools. Shana independently established and set up the new CCBL email list using groups.io, as well as other lists that the TOG used for testing features of groups.io. Seeing this gives me a feeling of confidence that Shana is self-motivated and will learn and take on important tasks and roles that are needed and expected of CCB board members. I urge you to cast your vote for Shana Ray for this CCB board seat. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Phil and Rob. How much time do we have for Lisa? All right, 2 minutes, 15 seconds. And Lisa, you said you wanted a 30-second warning, correct? All right, so we'll have Rob holler out when you get down to 30 seconds, and we'll restart when you start speaking.
All righty. So I have known Shana Ray for 23 years, ever since she and I were students together at the Orientation Center for the Blind. Besides being on the Technical Operations Group, Shana also serves as Vice President of our San Francisco chapter and the chair of our Outings Committee. One thing that our president, Vita Zavali, says about Shana is that Shana never says no to a CCB ask. No matter what she's asked to do, she always does it, and she does it with a smile. Besides having an eidetic memory for numbers and other data points, Shayna is extremely technically proficient. She's very positive. She's very inclusive. She handles difficult situations with humor, and she's very excited about the CCB. She's recently read People of Vision, and she's excited to get more involved in the organization and is happy to give her time and her talent to this organization. So I ask you respectfully to please cast your vote for Shayna Ray.
Thank you, Lisa. And have we had the slips of paper passed out yet? Did I get, okay. So I guess, okay. So now at this point now, we can go ahead and get those papers passed out. And as those are being passed out, we'll go ahead and move through the first few delegates and then everybody with a dot. I believe everybody has a dot that is a member, correct? Yeah, so if we can pass out papers to everybody that has a dot on their name badge, so they can vote. And as you get your piece of paper, the way you will vote is that since Joe Green was the nominee from the nominating committee, if you are voting for Joe Green, you will do nothing to your piece of paper. Just leave it whole. Do not fold it. Do not tear it. Do not do anything. If you're voting for Shayna, then what you will do is you will tear off one corner from your piece of paper. So again, Joe Green, don't do anything. Shayna Ray, tear off one corner. Okay. And so what we'll do is we will move through the first couple of ballots and then or chapters, and then we'll make sure that everybody has a paper handed out, and then we'll start collecting those papers. And here we go. First up is the ACB Capital Chapter. They have 9 votes. And the delegate is Joni Patchy. So I'm going to say it in the order of the ballot. That's 7 for Joe, 2 for Shayna. And we have the active blind Inland Valleys. You have 5 votes. And your delegate is Linda Samolsky. Is Linda either here in the room or on Zoom? All right. I hear Linda's on Zoom. So if Linda could raise your hand. And like I said, if you're a delegate, go ahead and raise your hand. And so if our Zoom hosts see raised hands in Zoom, let's go ahead and just send all of those folks with raised hands the invite to unmute. So we're not having to try and do it as we go. But Linda, if you can raise your hand, if we can get Linda Samolsky unmuted.
Hi, this is Linda Samolsky from the ABIV chapter, Active Blind Inland Valleys. And we have 3 votes for Joe Green and 2 for Shayna Ray.
All right, that's 3 votes for Joe Green, 2 votes for Shayna Ray. Next up, we have the Bayview chapter with 6 votes. Your delegate is Patricia Nash.
4 votes for Joe Green, 2 for Shayna Ray.
Did I hear 4 for Joe, 2 for Shayna?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Next up, we have the Braille Revival League of California. 5 votes. And your delegate is Mike Keithley. I believe Mike is on Zoom. Do we have Mike there? Okay. And I see none as the alternate for BRLC. And since I'm not sure that none is a paid member, we will move to the next one, and that is the California Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss. They also have 5 votes, and the delegate I have is Nellie Emerson. And I know Nellie is at the convention. Nellie. Okay, Nellie, how do you guys vote? All right, 3 votes for Joe Green, 2 votes for Shana Ray. Okay, and so just to remind folks at this point, because I forgot to say it at the top, if you are voting as an individual and you did not catch the phone numbers that if you're voting as an individual remotely, either listening on Zoom or ACB Media, and you did not catch the phone number that I mentioned earlier, then you can call the CCB office at 800-221-6359 and get your voting code or voting phone number. And has everybody in the room received a ballot paper?
Yes.
I think I heard a no from back in the corner there.
Raise your hand if you did not receive a ballot. Yeah, raise.
Somebody, if you're here in the room,
get Larry Way in the back corner, please.
And Rob, I think, too.
And Rob.
Sorry. Our audio guys in the back corner need ballots. So, all right. Let's move to the CCB students. 5 votes. And the delegate is Aaron Espinoza. I don't know if Aaron was here on Zoom, but I don't know if we have Aaron, but we have Matthew Gipp as the alternate. So if we have either Aaron or Matthew, I'm going to guess on Zoom. Aaron Espinoza or Matthew Gipp, are either of you guys available? Hearing none from either of them. California Council of Citizens with Low Vision. And again, as an affiliate, they have 5 votes. And I have Catherine Schmidt Whitaker as the delegate. You're here. Okay, Kathy, how do you guys vote? 3 votes for Joe Green, 2 votes for Shana Ray. All right. California Diabetics in Action, 5 votes. And your delegate is John Ross.
Should be here.
John, are you in the room? The alternate delegate is Nicolette Noyes. 2 votes for Joe Green. No, sorry, 4 votes for Joe Green. 1 vote for Shana Ray. Sorry. That's why I repeat these. 4 for Joe, 1 for Shana. All right. California Library Users of... It says America, but I think that's supposed to be California. Oh, no, it is America, isn't it? Yes, California Libraries of America. Okay, it's late, sorry. Votes, 5 votes, and I have Pamela Metz as the delegate. 3 votes for Joe Green, 2 votes for Shana Ray. All right. Contra Costa chapter. Number of votes is 5. And the delegate is Earl Robb, who I believe is on Zoom, or would be. Earl, are you there?
Earl? I'm sorry, I was double muted. This is Earl, 5 for Joe Green.
Was that 5 for Joe Green? All right.
Yes, 5 for Joe Green.
All right, thank you. Next up, we have CCB Fresno chapter, 5 votes, and the delegate is Matthew Sidlicker. Fresno votes 5 votes for Joe Green. Next up, we have Glendale Burbank area chapter, 6 votes. And the delegate is James Chamberlain. All right. 3 votes, Joe Green. 3 votes, Shana Ray. Okay. Next up, we have Golden State Guide Dog Handlers, Inc. All right. Well, they didn't even let me finish saying how many votes they have. All right. And that was the delegate, Margie Donovan. Margie, can you say those again? All right. 2 votes. See, and this is why you need to wait for me to go through my whole spiel. You confuse me. 2 votes, Joe Green. 3 votes, Shana Ray.
Yes, that's correct.
That was GFGDHI?
You got it.
Okay. Next, we have Greater Bakersfield Council of the Blind. They have 5 votes, and the delegate is Diane Gonzalez. And that's 5 votes. Is Diane either here or on Zoom? The alternate that I have in this, I'm going to, this is Joseph Wolsick. Wolsick. Diana Gonzalez or Joseph Wolsick. Wolosik, are either of you here? Okay, not hearing any of them. We have Greater Los Angeles chapter, 5 votes. And Guillermo Robles is the delegate. 5 votes, Joe Green. Okay. Next, we have CCB High Desert Chapter, 5 votes, and the delegate is Robert Acosta.
High Desert Chapter cast 5 votes for Joe Green.
5 votes, Joe Green. Next is Inclusive Diversity of California, 5 votes, and the delegate is Regina Brink. All right, Regina, how do you guys vote? All right. I'm sorry, he was not on the ballot. All right. What? That's 5 votes for Jose Verde.
No, that's French.
All right. And next we have Inland Empire. 5 votes. And the delegate is Christine Bailey. And I think we know that Christine is on Zoom.
Yes.
Call in user votes. 1.
Yes. 3 votes, Joe Green. 2, Shana Ray.
3 votes, Joe Green. 2 votes, Shana Ray. All right. Next up is the Orange County chapter, 5 votes, and their delegate is John Gassman. 5 votes for Joe Green. Next, we have Randolph Shepherd Vendors of California. 5 votes. And the delegate is Paul Patchy Jr.
5 votes, Shana Ray.
5 votes, Shana Ray. Next, we have the San Bernardino, California Council of the Blind. 5 votes. And it is Theodore Welbrick is the delegate.
5 votes, Joe Green.
5 votes, Joe Green. Thank you. Next, we have the San Diego Braille Club. 5 votes. And the delegate is Charlene Ornelas.
5 votes, Joe Green.
5 votes, Joe Green. Next up, we have the San Francisco CCB chapter. With 7 votes, and the delegate is David Mandel.
Joe Green,
1 vote, Joe Green. 6 votes, Shana Ray. Thank you. Next, we have San Gabriel Valley chapter with 5 votes, and the delegate is Nick Gutinger.
Our votes are, I don't know where I put it. 4 for Joe Green and 1 for Ray.
1 vote for Joe Green, or I'm sorry, 4 votes for Joe Green, 1 vote for Shana Ray.
That's correct.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Next up, we have the Silicon Valley Council of the Blind. 9 votes, and the delegate is Rob Turner. We know he's here. Eight votes, Joe Green. 1 vote, Shana Ray. And next is the Yosemite Gateway Council of the Blind. 5 votes, and the delegate is Dennis Morgan. Dennis, are you with us? The alternate there is Candace Rausch. I'm sorry, is that Candace? But you guys have 5 votes.
Sorry.
5 votes for Shana Ray. Thank you. All right, and that concludes the roll call. So, I probably should have started saying it a long time ago. Let's go ahead and collect all of those ballots now. Already did? Okay, great. Good thing y'all don't listen to me. All right. So at this point, all the ballots have been collected. We're waiting for the outlying precincts in the next room, being the phone calls. So let's, probably at this point, we should go ahead and close the phone calls, and if we haven't already, and have those folks start finishing those tallies, and we will be back with you shortly. So, and before anyone hollers for a door prize, we're not going to do a door prize right now because our door prizer is otherwise occupied right now. So go ahead and chat amongst yourselves for a moment. We're just waiting to get the tallies of the totals, and then we will we'll give you guys all of those totals. All right, folks, I do believe we have some results. All right, so we will have Lisa read us off the results of the election.
So the votes are in. Personal votes with 43, Joe Green. With 33, Shanna Ray. Delegate votes, 88, Joe Green. 39, Shanna Ray. Congratulations, Jose Verde.
All right. And do we have a mic we can get to Joe?
Number one, I want to thank Shanna.
Shanna.
Is that the way I've been having all night? Shanna Ray, thank you. Because this is what the meaning of democracy is. And keep on, never give up. Also, too, I want to thank who were the guys that I started working with at Marriott and Disney, who literally gave me a lot of my confidence from just going blind to being able to be, well, one of the top people in as far as income in at the Marriott and doing really good job at Disney. Thank you, John and Larry Gassman. You guys rock. Also, thank you to Sarah. Man, I love you. You did so much. You did so much to build my confidence up. You put me on the committee, the convention committee. I said I'll take care of the kickoff, and we did. And this is my whole thing. Like Larry said, I've been extremely. You go to bed then. It's not about me or any of them. It's all about you, the members. Thank you for having your trust in me. And keep on fighting, and I will fight for you. I don't care.
All right. Congratulations, Joe. And Shayna, would you like to say anything? All right, folks. All right. Shayna, would you like to say anything? Shay, I think it said congratulations to Joe. So, all right. Now we're moving to the last director position of the evening and trying to get back down my document here. All right, folks, settle down. We're almost there. The fifth director position we have, the name of Penny Valdovinos was placed into nomination.
President?
Yes.
I'd like to nominate Joshua Saunders.
All right. The name of Joshua Saunders has been placed into nomination. Joshua, do you accept? All right. Josh accepts. All right. So, since I don't think I even got a chance to ask, are there any other nominations from the floor? Yes, Josh accepted. For a second time, are there any other nominations from the floor? And for a third time, are there any other nominations from the floor? All right. Do we have a motion to close and move to elections for speeches? All right. Moved. Second. All right. Great. So at this point, we have another election. So, Penny, are you in the room?
Sarah Harris and Andrea
DeKlotz. Sarah Harris.
Hello.
And Andrea DeKlotz will be here. Yes. Is that right? Sarah Harris and Andrea DeKlotz? Okay. All right. And Josh, who are your speakers going to be? All right, so Artis Bazin and Frank Welty. And are those going to be the orders that we do them in? Is it going to be Sarah and then Andrea? for Penny. Okay. And then for Josh, is it going to be Artis and then Frank, or is it, or which are we doing them in? Okay, so Artis first and then Frank. Okay, and Rob, will you be my timekeeper again? All right, thank you. And so we will have Penny speakers go first. So Sarah and Andrea, would you ladies like a 30-second warning when we get down to that point? You okay with?
We're okay. We don't need a timer. Well, a timer, but, you know, not a warning.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys will just go. Okay. So, all right, folks, please be quiet. All right. So, Rob, are you ready with the time? All right, go ahead and start when Sarah starts speaking.
All right, everyone. So I am very honored to speak for Miss Penny Valdovinos. Penny and I met at my very, very first convention. And I was like, oh, who's this chick from Bakersfield? She has done some amazing work for the, you know, Bakersfield is one of those best kept secrets of CCB. That is where the Dine in the Dark started. I don't know how many years it's been going on. I've been to two of them and it has been fantastic. And I feel that, you know, Penny has really rose up in the organization over the past few years. We've really seen her step up when it comes to working with Kathy Schmidt-Whittaker with CCCLV. And that's a huge, huge thing. It's huge to bring back an affiliate, and especially as strongly as they have. I would like to really give Penny an opportunity when we get our status back, because it's going to happen, to really help us look at ways that we can fundraise and grow because of the great work that she has done there with the Bakersfield chapter, as well as all of the work that she has done with the Salvation Army and her church and other places and so forth in Bakersfield. So please vote for Penny Valdovinos. We'll give us a dollar. Thank you.
All right. And Rob, how much time do we have left? 3 minutes and 30 seconds. All right, Andrea, you are
I'm here. Can you all hear me? I'm very honored also to speak for Miss Penny. I don't know her probably as well as Sarah does, but I've had the privilege to serve with her on the board for the past year. When I think of Penny, I think of steadiness. She was our Orange County board liaison, and she's always there to help people. She's always around at conventions to help walk you somewhere, to you know, lend a hand. She does a ton of work with her church. She just was talking to me about being on a disaster relief team recently that went to a small town outside of Bakersfield that I'd never heard of. And I don't remember the name of it, but I asked her if it was in Mexico because I'd never heard of it. She said, no, it's right outside Bakersfield. You know, I grew up in Northern California and I've lived in Orange County for years, but I don't know the Bakersfield area all that well. And there's a lot of need there, I think. There's a lot of people in that area who are, you know, are disadvantaged. And Penny is just really willing to help. Again, I think she has a wonderful mentor in Kathy Schmidt-Whittaker. I'm probably prejudiced because Kathy's a member of our chapter, but I think she has really mentored Penny. And I'd really like to see her have one more term on the board. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And Artis speaking first for Josh, is that correct? Artis, where are you?
Yeah, right
here. All right, there she is. And Rob, are you reset on the time? We'll get to the mic, Artis. All right, and Rob, okay, we'll start timing when you start speaking, Artis.
Sure. I was pleased when Joshua asked me to be one of his nomination speakers, but Josh has been working with me on the Governmental Affairs Committee for the last couple of years or so, and I've appreciated his zest to want to get involved. He has been the co-chair of the Advocacy Committee for the San Francisco chapter, and he's worked diligently on some issues that he was concerned with. One of the things he was focused with last year was on a housing resolution, and he worked on a resolution for strengthening the ADA, and he was really pushing those forward, and they did pass last year at the state convention. He also, as part of the Governmental Affairs Committee, he's been real focused on the SSI, because he knows that 70% of visually impaired persons are not employed, and so most of them rely on SSI, and he wants to strengthen that program to help as many people as possible to get what they really need. He also has participated in the last couple of ACB legislative seminars and been able to get appointments with representatives to talk about our issues. And one that he's been really focused on there is the Medical Devices Act, because he realized how important it is to have those accessible to blind persons. And so that's been a real key for him. He really wants to serve on the CCB board so that he can help connect people and help them realize the importance of advocacy in particular. Yeah, I'll turn it over to the second speaker.
All right. Thank you, Ardis. And Rob, how much time is left? 2 minutes, 30 seconds. And Frank, would you like a 30-second warning? All right, so that was a yes, please. So Rob, if you can holler out when there's 30 seconds, and we'll start when you are ready, Frank.
I realize I have the onerous task of keeping you here a few minutes longer before we can adjourn, but I want to thank you for being here and for being part of a wonderful election tonight with great candidates, including, so far, three brand new candidates, and it's my privilege to speak in behalf of our fourth brand new candidate. You know, one of the important things for keeping this organization alive in the long term is continually bringing on new leadership. And we're seeing a glimpse of that tonight. Let me tell you about Josh Saunders. Joshua Saunders is a member of the San Francisco chapter. He grew up in Stockton, moved to the Bay Area, now lives in El Cerrito. He has he's a law school graduate. And also he's currently working as an access technology instructor. So he has both a legal knowledge and a technical knowledge as well. Two main areas that he's interested in coming to the board is advocacy. He's a member of the Governmental Affairs Committee of ACCB and also the Advocacy Committee of our chapter. And he's very interested and concerned and passionate about bringing younger members into CCB. So he brings some great skills, great areas of expertise and concern that'll be of value. Again, we've had a great bunch of candidates tonight, and so I give you Joshua Saunders.
All right, so for those here in the room, if you are voting for Penny Valdovinos, you will leave your ballot full. Do not do anything. If you are voting for Joshua Saunders, you will tear off one corner. Again, Penny Valdovinos, leave it whole, do not do anything. Joshua Saunders, you will tear off one corner. And then for those that are on Zoom and ACB Media, same thing, call or text in your votes. And at this point, we will move to the votes. Are you ready, Lisa?
Ready.
Okay. I guess I should check on my vote counter.
Gabe,
you're always ready, but I should. You know, it's only 2:25, right? Okay. all right. All right, folks. Folks, if I could have everybody be quiet, because as people are shouting out their delegate votes to me, it is really hard to hear both for the folks here in the room and because up here at the table. It's kind of hard to hear the folks even on Zoom that are on the speaker. So if we could keep it pretty quiet here, I'd appreciate it. All right. First up is ACB Capital Chapter, 9 votes. Delegate is Joni Pacci. All 5 votes for Penny and 4 votes for Josh. Next up, we have Active Blind Inland Valleys, 5 votes, and we have Linda Samolsky.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, 3 votes for Penny and 2 votes for Joshua.
3 votes for Penny, 2 votes for Joshua. And we have, next up, we have the Bayview chapter with 6 votes and Patricia Nash. Patty, are you still with us? Patty was on Zoom. Is she still there? The alternate delegate is Josie McDowell. Patty or Josie, are either of you there? Oh, we lost him, it looks like. All right, if you're there and it can get unmuted, then just holler out in between and we'll get back to you. Braille Revival League of California, 5 votes, and is Mike Keithley on with us yet? All right, not hearing Mike. Next up, we have California Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss, 5 votes, and it is Nellie Emerson. Three votes for Penny and 2 votes for Josh. All right. CCB students, and do we have 5 votes, sorry. And do we have either Aaron Espinoza or Matthew Gipp with us? Okay, not hearing either of them. California Council of Citizens with Low Vision, 5 votes, Catherine Schmidt-Whitaker. 4 votes Penny, 1 votes Josh. Okay. California Diabetics in Action. And they have 5 votes, and the delegate is John Ross. John Ross. All right. Nicolette Noyes, are you still with us? 4 votes Penny, 1 vote Josh. All right. California Library Users of America, 5 votes, and the delegate is Pam Metz.
3 Penny and 2 Josh.
3 votes Penny, 2 votes Josh. Contra Costa Chapter, 5 votes. And the delegate is Earl Robb.
5 votes, Penny.
5 votes, Penny. All right. CCB Fresno chapter. 5 votes. And Matthew Sidlinger. 5 votes, Penny. Glendale Burbank area chapter, 6 votes, and James Chamberlain.
Four
votes which way? All right, 4 votes for Penny Valdovinos, 2 votes for Joshua Saunders. All right, thank you, sir. Next we have Golden State Guide Dog Handlers, Inc. 5 votes, and it is Margie Donovan. My display was not advancing. All right, Margie. 4 votes, Penny. 1 vote, Josh. All right. Greater Bakersfield Council of the Blind, 5 votes. And the delegate is Diana Gonzalez.
5 votes for Penny Valdovinos.
5 votes for Penny Valdovinos. Greater Los Angeles Chapter, 5 votes, and it is Guillermo Robles.
5 votes
for, right? CCBI Desert Chapter, 5 votes, Robert Acosta.
5 votes for Penny.
5 votes for Penny. Inclusive Diversity of California, 5 votes, and the delegate is Regina Brink.
5 votes, Penny Valdovinos.
5 votes, Penny Valdovinos. Inland Empire, 5 votes, and it is Colin User One, Christine Bailey.
five votes, Penny, please.
I'm sorry, one more time.
5 votes, Penny.
5 votes, Penny.
Please.
All right. Thank you, Christine.
You're welcome.
Next is the Orange County Chapter. 5 votes. John Gassman.
5 votes, Penny.
5 votes, Penny. Randolph Shepherd Vendors of California, 5 votes, and it is Paul Patchy Jr. 5 votes for Joshua Saunders. San Bernardino California Council of the Blind, 5 votes, and Theodore Ulbricht.
5 votes. For Penny.
5 votes for Penny Valdovinos. San Diego Braille Club, 5 votes. Delegate Charlene Ornelas.
5 votes for Penny.
5 votes, Penny. San Francisco CCB Chapter, 7 votes. And the delegate is David Mandel.
1 vote, Penny, 6 votes.
Got it. 1 vote to Penny, 6 votes, Joshua. San Gabriel Valley Chapter, 5 votes. Nick Gutinger?
That's good enough. 4 votes for Penny, 1 vote for Josh.
4 votes for Penny, 1 vote for Josh. Thank you. I apologize if I assume I probably butchered your last name. So
no, that's all right. No problem.
Silicon Valley Council of the Blind, 9 votes, and it is Rob Turner.
6 Penny, 3 votes.
6 votes, Penny, 3 votes, Joshua. And here we are at the last one, Yosemite Gateway Council of the Blind with 5 votes, and it is Dennis Morgan, or Candace Roush. Roush, I think maybe.
Penny.
3 Josh, 2 Penny. Or 2 Penny, 3 Josh.
Oh, Dave, you said that I could vote when I got unmuted, and this is Patty from Bayview.
Yes, Patty.
I wanted to give 4 of our votes to Penny Valdovinos and 2 for Josh.
Okay.
Bayview Chapter.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
I couldn't get unmuted. I'm sorry. I was here all the time.
I thought so. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get back and see exactly how many.
I know, because it's way up at the top. I'm sorry. Well, I didn't want to be rude.
Here's Bayview. And yeah, 6 votes. So how did you want to do your 6 votes, Patty?
4 for Penny and 2 for Josh.
4 votes. So Bayview is 4 votes, Penny, and 2 votes for Josh. Okay. Thank you, Patty.
Thank you.
All right. And I do believe that concludes the delegate vote. So have we already picked up the ballots? So,
yes.
All right. So I guess ballots have already been picked up. So we will. Oh, okay. So if you have not had your ballot picked up, then raise it up in the air and we will collect the ballots. All right, so I do believe now that all the ballots in here have been collected. We are waiting for the outlying precincts in the other room. And Callings, so go ahead and chat amongst yourselves, and we'll be back in a few minutes. All right, everybody, if we could get your attention, please. We have results. Do you guys want results, or do you want a door prize first?
Do you want a door prize?
Just to build the suspension a little bit, we'll do a door prize.
Okay, we're going to do a door prize.
Sorry, I threw a curveball at our door prize person here.
We're going to do $25 for Starbucks from GSGDHI. And the winner is Natalie Byrne. Is Natalie here? Okay. I'll find her tomorrow. Okay.
Thank you, Lisa. Are we ready to hear results?
The results, individual results. Penny, 41. Joshua, 29. Delegate vote. Penny, 97. Joshua, 35. Penny Valdebitas wins. Congratulations, Penny the Fifth.
All right. Can we get a microphone to Penny? Congratulations, Penny.
First of all, I would like to thank everyone that voted for me and has confidence that I can continue on the board and represent them well. I've enjoyed being with Gabe, and I loved working for CCCLV this past year. And I'm really, really excited about working the next year with Pam and everyone on the board. And I think we'll be able to go. And I want to thank Joshua for running against me, because we need a little competition in life. It makes it more fun. Thank you all. And now you can go home and go to bed.
Thank you, Penny. And Joshua, did you want to say a word or two? All right. So if we can get the mic over to Joshua.
Okay, this is Josh. I wanted to say I want to wish Penny well and success. And I wanted to congratulate her on her success. And I also wanted to thank those who voted for me and spoke for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you to all our candidates, or congratulations to all our candidates. Thank you everybody who ran tonight. And guess what, folks? We are done before 11 p.m. It's 10:58. Woo-hoo! So remember, tomorrow morning's breakfast, Cup of Joe with Joe at, I believe, 7:30. We will have our general session tomorrow afternoon. All right. And with that, I believe we are now done. So thank you, everybody. Good night. And we'll talk at you tomorrow.